Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the Agrotech Foods Limited Q1 FY10 conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. If you should need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vivek Kumar of Anand Rathi. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kumar.
Thanks, Marina. On behalf of Anand Rathi Financial Services, I welcome you all to the conference call of Agrotech Foods. We have Mr. Sachin Gopal, President and CEO of the company, and Mr. Hemant Kumar Royal, who is the CFO of the company. Along with me from Anand Rathi, we have Mr. Shirish Pardeshi over here. Now I hand over the floor to Mr. Sachin Gopal for his comment on the performance of the company. Over to you, sir.
Okay, good morning, everybody, and thanks, Vivek, and to everybody on the call for joining in. Today, we'll take you through the highlights of our quarter one results, and if there are any questions, we'll be happy to take them after the review. Overall, quarter one of this fiscal was a strong quarter with a continued performance in gross margin, which we achieved a level of approximately 33-odd crores. As we have continually emphasized, the improvement in gross margin is a key deliverable for our company in our transformation away from being a commodity business to a branded foods company, since it enables a higher level of brand franchise investments and creation of a foods business outside of oils while delivering a growth in profitability. Given the exceptional growth we saw in the last fiscal in gross margin, which improved from some 95.7 crores to rupees 131 crores, our first task in this fiscal was to demonstrate sustainability of this margin improvement, which we believe has been successfully done in quarter one. In comparison to prior year, the GM represents a growth of some 33%, benefiting in part from the base effect since gross margin in quarter one of last fiscal was weaker than the subsequent three quarters. The strong improvement in gross margin enabled us to increase A&P spends to a level of 13.9 crores, or about 10% of net sales. This A&P was invested behind supporting the margin improvement program on our edible oils portfolio, continued strong growth on Act 2 Popcorn, and the very important launch of Sundrop Peanut Butter. The A&P investments do therefore indicate two significant one-time impacts: rupees 2.9 crores in reversal of earlier A&P provisions, which were no longer required, and one-time investments on the launch of Peanut Butter in excess of this reversal. On an ongoing business perspective, we would have invested about 9% of net sales behind A&P for this quarter. Profit before tax for the quarter now stands at rupees 5.3 crores, representing a growth of 69% versus prior year, with profit after tax increasing to rupees 3.3 crores with a growth of 20%. This reflects the increasing tax impact on our profitability as we move away from MAT into a normalized taxation zone. The key to a continued strong growth in earnings and strengthening of our brand franchises is dependent in large measure on a solid growth in gross margin, and this in turn will now come through a sustained growth in volumes, both in edible oils and foods, while continuing to enhance the value proposition of our products to enhance pricing power. We are happy, therefore, to report on progress on three key projects which have been undertaken by us to achieve these objectives. First, Sundrop Peanut Butter. As we discussed in the last call, we launched this product in the month of March nationally, and we are happy to confirm that after about 5 months of being in market on a national scale, the volume performance is in line with our internal projections. This means that the product has demonstrated potential to be a strong component of our foods business and, with local manufacture, meet our requirements of being a 30% plus GM product, contributing to future steady growth in overall gross margin. Second is the launch of Sundrop Gold Light. The current quarter saw a decline of some 30% in the net sales of our branded food segment, reflecting a lower net sales per unit realization on our Rath and Crustal Crystal brands, with volumes either holding or growing, and top line therefore reflecting largely a lower price realization in line with the overall commodity price movements. However, the quarter also saw lower volumes on our premium edible oils portfolio relative to prior year as we worked to execute our margin improvement program. While the margin improvement program has been effective and game-changing in terms of transformation of the company P&L, to deliver a sustained growth in gross margin, we will need to deliver a steady volume growth on the Sundrop brand in addition to growing the foods business. As indicated in our last call, we were testing the Gold Light brand in the state of Andhra Pradesh at a very competitive price point with the objective of expanding the consumer base of Sundrop and as well enabling us to support the aggressive town expansion plan that is required to become a strong branded foods company. From a volume perspective, the product has successfully demonstrated the capability to deliver total volumes in our consumer packs for Sundrop equivalent to the volumes prior to our margin improvement program. And on the basis of these results, we have started rolling the product out to more geographies. This will enable us to start delivering volume growth. In terms of town expansion as well, the product has successfully demonstrated the capability to support our expansion through the super distributor network. To place into perspective, until the end of last year, our reach in urban India was about 750 odd towns, which was much lower than that of our benchmark companies who were available anywhere between 3,500 to 5,000 towns. This quarter, with the help of Gold Light, we have increased our town coverage already by about 100%, in turn supporting the availability of our strategic instant popcorn business. The third key project which we have worked towards execution of is the launch of Superlight Advanced. As we are all aware, it is vital that while expanding into multiple price points, we also need to ensure that the value proposition to the consumers of our premium edible oils business is continually strengthened. To meet this requirement, we are in the process of rolling out Sundrop Superlight Advanced, which is a product which meets the increasing consumer need to actually consume less oil while cooking. In sum, therefore, we believe a strong growth in gross margin, A&P investments and PAT for the quarter. Net sales for the quarter lower than prior year as a result of lower net sales realization per unit on the Rath and Crystal brands and volume impact of our margin improvement program on the rest of the edible oils portfolio. Good results coming through on the recently launched peanut butter and the ongoing instant popcorn business. Sundrop Gold Light delivering on the expectation of restoring volumes to pre-margin improvement levels and work underway to strengthen the core Sundrop Superlight portfolio. Vivek, that's it from me. We'll be happy now to take any questions that the folks have. Over to you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then 1 on your touchtone phone. If you decide you want to withdraw your question from the questioning queue, please press star and then 2. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question at this time may press star and then 1. Participants who wish to ask a question at this time may press star and then 1. The first question is from the line of Mr. Aniruddha Joshi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you just give the general premium Sundrop charges over other edible oils on an average premium?
It would be in the region of about 35 rupees.
35 rupees. And how is the premium been over, let's say, last 5 years? Whether it has gone up or maintained at these levels?
The premium has gone up over the last 18 months.
Premium has gone up from roughly?
It would have been, let us say, about 15 to 20 rupees, which has gone up probably to about 35 rupees thereabouts.
Do you have any plans to reduce the premium because there may be chances of downtrading or you prefer to maintain the premium?
We believe that a strategy which enables us to charge the right price premium for the premium end of the edible portfolio, but at the same time enables us to have a very competitively priced edible oil in the mid price, somewhere between the mid and the economy price range, is best for our business. Right? This will enable us to deliver to consumers at the top end the products that they want and they're willing to pay for, but at the same time enable us to aggressively compete in the mid to economy price end so that we can, as I mentioned earlier, expand our town coverage, increase our total distribution and get more Sundrop users into the portfolio, right? That we believe is the most optimal strategy given where we are today.
Okay. And what has been the price performance of Sundrop over last 1 year? Have we increased prices or are we giving some 10 rupees off or kind of offers?
Yeah, we have to continually deliver right value to our consumers, Anirudh. So what we've done is initially we had given extra fill promotions, and we still do that on some of the portfolio, like on Sundrop Hard. On others like Sundrop Superlight, we actually reduce the price by 10 rupees. Yeah, so it's a mixture of the two.
Okay, so and on the launch of small SKU of Sundrop Peanut Butter, have you taken any further step?
It's definitely a key requirement, Anirudh. Today, if you look at the jams market or even the butter market, close to 50% of the total market comes from SKUs which are in the 170, 200 gram range, right? And today we are available basically in a 500 gram odd pack.
Right.
The answer therefore is yes, there is a requirement for it. However, we'll be able to make that available once we start local manufacture.
Okay, and when do you plan to start local manufacturing? Maybe 6 months?
We are in the process of aligning all the stakeholders in terms, because there is a capital expenditure also which is required for it. So I would say certainly it will take us at least 6 months to set up a plant, right? But we are working on it. I think I mentioned that in the last call as well.
Okay, and what are the maybe other products we can come out on Sundrop? Because both peanut butter and edible oil are kind of edible oil kind of products.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe something other products on healthcare. Are we looking at any other product?
Absolutely. In fact, the key to unlocking the full value of the Sundrop brand lies really in how we are able to extend it into categories where the equities of Sundrop can flow easily. Sundrop is an extremely strong brand. It has very strong health connotations. Consumers trust it as a healthy product. That's been its positioning right from the inception. So we are continually in the process of evaluating which are the categories where the brand can be extended into, where it is meaningful. As you correctly mentioned, Sundrop Peanut Butter is a great example of a product which has all the health connotations and benefits that are completely in sync with the Sundrop brand. So we are looking at that, certainly. Yeah.
Okay, and on Act 2, we are seeing a lot of actions in the trade. So can you just share what has been the maybe turnover or how much it has grown in last, let's say, 1 year?
Anirudh, thanks for the question. I won't be able to give you the turnover figures as always. But what I can tell you is that our instant popcorn business continues to grow at very robust rates. It is one of the fastest growing categories when you review the AC Nielsen growth figures across categories, and we continue to invest behind it, both in terms of its key business drivers of media and demonstration.
Okay, but which is the biggest selling, whether the cooker based or microwave based is highest selling right now?
It continues to be the cooker based, which is higher than the microwave, given that the penetration of microwaves is still on the lower side relative to pressure cookers.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Joshi. Next question is from the line of Charad Ram Narayan from Perry, Washington. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Charad.
Yeah, just wanted to know, overall, your branded business, the turnover has gone down about 30% YOY, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you just split between how exactly the decline has happened, how much the price has contributed at the lower end, and how much volume has contributed at the higher end to this fall?
I think I mentioned that, but let me repeat that. As far as the Rath and Crystal brands are concerned, which is the business which is at the lower end of the price spectrum,
The
movement is largely driven by price.
Yeah.
So as commodity prices trended downwards, the bulk of the impact on net sales was coming through because of a lower net sales per unit realization.
Okay.
As far as the premium edible oils portfolio is concerned, it is the reverse. Rather than price, although there has been some movement on price, there is also the impact of volume, right, which I mentioned, both in this call and in the earlier call. That's the reason why about 4 months ago, we started testing the Gold Light product.
Okay. On the volume decline on the premium front, can you give me exactly how much it was?
I won't be able to share with you, Sharad, an exact, a precise figure,
yeah,
right? Because as you know, we don't normally, you know, provide exact volume details, right? But I think I can tell you more about what we are doing in
yeah.
terms of so that we get the benefit of both margin improvement and yet at the same time we continue to get a sustained growth in volumes.
Okay. Yeah. This again, you mentioned that compared to a normal brand, your premium end is about 35 rupees higher than other brands, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And this premium has widened. For a company which is currently at yours, do you think the strategy of going after gross margins makes more sense than going after volumes?
We need to do both, Sharad. We need to grow volume and we need to grow gross margin. Yeah. So what we have done therefore is a strategy which encompasses both of these. So on the one hand, we are able to deliver a significant margin improvement at the top end of the portfolio, but at the same time we are able to get more consumers into our fold with a competitively priced product. As you would recall in the last call, I had mentioned that we had been testing Gold Light at a fairly aggressive price of about 65 rupees and the results have been excellent. They've been really very, very good. And we see therefore both of these happening. We see ourselves successfully competing at the premium end of the portfolio and continuing to add value in terms of strengthening the value proposition for consumers, which is what we are doing currently with the launch of Superlite Advanced, while at the same time aggressively driving the mid to the economy price. The benefit that we get with this is that our overall brand strength increases significantly since we are able to expand to more towns. As I mentioned, we are still below our benchmark companies in terms of town coverage, where people are somewhere between 3,500 and 5,000 towns. And this excludes actually rural India, where again we have a very strong right to win. So it is the combination of the two, we believe, is a very, very powerful proposition. And that's being demonstrated as we roll out these products nationally today.
Okay. Is there any significant difference between the product Sundrop and Sundrop Gold Light in terms of the composition?
Oh, absolutely. Each product is different, Sharad. Sundrop Heart is a unique blend of rice bran and sunflower. Sundrop Superlight is a unique product because it has 25% of your daily requirements of vitamins A, D and E. Plus, recently we have added another product which is basically a low-absorb technology which enables you to reduce the amount of cooking oil that you consume when you actually cook your food. And Sundrop Gold Light is a completely different product because it's a blend of corn oil and sunflower oil. So yes, the answer is these are all unique, differentiated products, each offering a different benefit.
Okay, okay.
Hmm?
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Ram Narayanan. A reminder to all the participants in this conference, if you wish to ask a question at this time, you may press star and then one. Mr. Kumar, would you like to ask a few questions while the participants join the question queue?
Yes, definitely. Mr. Gopal, just I want to know whether how much your edible oil business is shielded from the cycle volatility in the edible oil?
I would say that as far as the lower end of the brands are concerned, which is Rath and Crystal, there the shield is much less because there we in general will end up following commodity price movements, right? We don't support these brands, and they are not priority brands for us. They are more enabler brands, and that will continue to be the status, I would say, in the near future. However, as far as the premium edible oils portfolio is concerned, which is really Sundrop, there I think we are gradually, I would repeat, garnering the capability to be able to shield ourselves from volatility in commodity prices. Okay, it requires a lot of effort, it requires a lot of investment and also strengthening behind the brands, but I think we are getting there. It's evident right now already as we speak. And so I would say there the exposure to volatility is less, and in fact as we are able to really strengthen it and have a model which enables us to be completely isolated from this, that would really be a significant change over the past.
But when do you think this cycle will revive in the edible oil segment? Because currently it was a down cycle and it has been finding some stability, the price movement. And what is your assessment when we could see the cycle, revival of the cycle?
Yeah, that's a question that a lot of people ask. I think it's very difficult to forecast. What I can tell you is that our assessment is right now is that the market should be pretty much near the bottom in terms of its prices.
So because in the past 7 to 8 years, edible oil is finding a correlation with the crude prices. So
I won't be able to comment on that, but certainly I can say right now as we speak, it appears to be at near bottom levels.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Kumar. Next question is from the line of Mr. Naysar Shah from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, you know, you launched few products. Just wanted sort of confirmation that all future products will be launched, you know, from Conagra stable will be launched through Agrotech and it will not be through, say, 100% subsidiary of Conagra?
Yeah, thanks. That's a question that is often asked and I think it was asked at our annual general meeting as well recently. I think my answer is, you know, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. As you would have seen, we have already launched peanut butter into the market. We have been testing a shelf-stable pudding in Andhra Pradesh, which we will be taking national soon. And also a hot cocoa mix, which is still in the test market stage because we have not yet refined the business model, right? So I would say yes. Certainly Conagra so far has demonstrated its complete intention to launch products from its portfolio into the country through Agrotech Foods.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. Next question is from the line of Mr. Ravi Purohit from Securities Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Please go ahead, Mr. Purohit.
Yeah, can you hear me, Mr. Gopal?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, actually I was just looking at your quarterly numbers for the branded food segment and the quarterly sales number is actually at a 3-year low. I mean, in the last 3 years, we've never reported a number as low as 120 crores. You've explained, I think, already, you know, it's largely to do with the drop in sales realizations on Rath and Crystal. You also mentioned there was some volume decline in the premium segment. But how significant is the decline that you are witnessing in the premium segment over the last 2-3 quarters? I mean, is it like really significant as in, you know, is the brand losing ground in some ways or the other? Or can you just, I'm just trying to understand, you know, where this sharp drop in business in the premium segment is coming from.
Okay, good question. So first of all, I would say on Rath and Crystal, you can essentially take it that volume, it's a volume price movement, and there, since we have chosen to play with the market, it's largely a price impact that you see on the net sales of that component. Okay. As far as Sundrop is concerned, it basically reflects a choice that we made some time ago, and the choice that we made was we said that we would like to see a strong improvement in gross margin, and because that finally will enable us to strengthen our brand franchise investments and become the kind of company that we want to be in terms of transformation away from commodity into a branded foods business. So the answer to that is yes, your numbers I think would stack up pretty closely, which is that we have seen a volume impact of that decision, right? And it is in cognizance of that volume of that volume impact that about 3-4 months ago we said that while we want to have the benefits of margin, we also want to continue to drive margin volume, and therefore we took it upon ourselves to launch a lower price variant or a more competitively priced variant. That has done very well for us. In the state of Andhra Pradesh, actually, as I mentioned earlier in the call, we have demonstrated now that the volume potential is such that it can take us to the pre-margin improvement levels. Right? Now, does that mean that the entire impact on net sales can be fully compensated with a lower priced product? The answer is no. Because even if you recover all the volume, you will still have a lower net sales per unit realization of the second part. So actually, to be able to grow it, you need to have a volume growth which is in excess of the volume that you had when the commodity prices were at their peak.
Okay.
That is what we are currently working on. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, but I mean, of course, you won't share the actual numbers in terms of what kind of decline you are seeing on the premium brand. So,
mm-hmm.
But I guess I understand what you're trying to say.
You understand the principle?
Yeah, I understand the principle, right?
Okay, so that's a reflection of the choices that we made. The strategic choice is we will definitely grow margin. We will however, we will shore up volume simultaneously through launches of more products which are at a lower price.
Two another small questions.
Go ahead.
Segment-wise breakup, we give unallocable expenditure of around 5.5 crores.
Sorry, yeah, go ahead. You want the details of the unallocable expenditure?
Yeah, what are those unallocated expenses? I mean,
hang on a moment. Hemant will give you those details. Okay.
Hi, Ardi. The unallocable expenditure has increased by 3.1 crore.
Hmm.
By and large, this is on account of some one-time expenditures which we have incurred to grow the business of roughly a crore.
Okay.
Some investment behind training of people.
Okay.
And some increased rentals for the office and godowns we have.
Okay. And that unallocated capital employed number, which I think now stands at 102 crores.
Yeah.
Again, a large part would be cash?
Large part would be cash, correct.
Can you just share how much is that out of 102 crores?
The cash component out of the 102 crores would be... one minute. Eighty-seven crores
with
in fixed deposits and the balance float in the banks.
Okay, balance as in 102 minus 87.
Yeah, I mean there would be some part of it which is in the banks and some part of it would be in the float. You know, the difference between collections in the bank and the collections booked.
Okay. Okay.
Which always happens for a couple of days.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Okay. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot. If I have any questions, I'll come back.
Thank you, Mr. Purohit. The next follow-up question is from the line of Mr. Aniruddha Joshi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Just one question. Where do we manufacture Act 2? I guess it's at a tax-exempt location. So can you just share some details on that?
We manufacture Act 2 in two locations. One is at Kashipur, so which is in the state of Uttarakhand. And the other is at Hyderabad. Very close to Shamshamal International Airport.
Okay, and what would be the capacity at Uttaranchal, and going at current growth rate, where do we see that capacity useful for maybe 3 to 4 years?
I would say the combined capacity of these two plants, it is forecast should be good enough for us through till 2011, if I remember correctly. That's when we will need to increase capacity once again.
Okay, and what is the current excise on products like Act 2?
Nil, there is no excise duty on it.
As of now, there is no excise duty?
No, none whatsoever.
Okay, sir, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Joshi. Participants who wish to ask a question at this time may press star and then 1. Mr. Kumar, at this moment there are no further questions from the participants. Would you like to ask few questions or add comments?
Yeah, thanks Marina. This is Shirish. Good morning Sachin and Hemant.
Good morning.
Yeah, just a couple of questions. If you can throw us some light, sharing your distribution strategy, what significant improvement you have seen or what is the distribution plan you have going forward for the brands like Sundrop?
Okay, I'll put it in the context of both Sundrop and Act 2 Popcorn. As I mentioned earlier, we have always had lower town coverage and distribution reach relative to our benchmark companies. You would have recalled from earlier calls where I mentioned that most of our benchmark companies would have a direct coverage by a distributor of somewhere between 500,000 and 1 million stores. We were significantly lower at about 100,000 odd stores. That we have already doubled last year, about that, and our plan is to virtually double that once again going forward. Once we get to those higher levels of 400 to 500,000 stores, then we'll take a call on which one of them we need to retain, because in any major distribution expansion drive, you will always get some good stores and you may not get some such good stores. The distribution drivers in terms of getting to this kind of a reach are going to be really two. One is going to be popcorn, and the second is going to be the recently launched Sundrop Gold Light, where because of its price point, it has the ability to have a throughput in even a much smaller town in a much smaller outlet. Right. So these will be the two drivers. In terms of the format that we are choosing, we are not appointing direct distributors ourselves in all these towns. We are basically using the super distributor route, which most companies in India have used reasonably effectively over the last 5 to 7 years. We have already appointed a significant number of super distributors, and my assessment would be that probably by the end of the year, we would have appointed the right number of super distributors, which can get us to the right coverage from an infrastructure perspective. Right? This also requires some investment as far as company people are concerned, because while the bulk of your indirect coverage is achieved through distributor salesmen, there is also supervision which is required by people on the company payrolls. We are not taking proportionate increase, however. We have already increased our spans. We used to have a span of control between our company sales force and distributor sales force of about 1:4. We've already got it to about 1:8, and we really potentially it can go somewhere in the region of 1:10, 1:12. So broadly speaking, this would be the design to be able to increase our distribution throughput. All of this simultaneously clearly also requires media investments, because you cannot continue to increase distribution and not have media support, which is consistent with the strategy that we've made. This will be phase one. Phase two of the plan is when we will really start to play wholesale. At the end of the day, there are about 40 to 50,000 wholesalers of FMCG products in India. And if you really want a distribution in excess of 1 million stores or 2 million stores, you need to have that kind of a wholesale reach. We are in the process of building that. So that will probably lag a little bit behind the retail direct coverage, partly because you in any case require direct coverage in the first place, but also partly because that also requires significant media investments. So the two go on hand in hand. First you do direct coverage, then you increase media, then you get a bigger price in wholesale, you increase media again. So that's really the model that we have. Does that answer your question?
My next question is, if you can help us to understand in the Sundrop franchise, how much we would get from Gold Light and the other main Sundrop brand? I mean, broadly, if you can indicate, what percentage of sales we get in a Sundrop franchise from Gold Light?
I think I had shared some retail audit data. Just bear with me for a moment, because let me try and give you data in a form that it's available in the public domain and yet suits your purpose.
Okay. Mr. Hemant, could you indicate, last call we have mentioned some CAPEX program coming through this year and following. Is there any change which has happened, or when do we see that the spends would come out?
No, we don't see whatever we indicated in the last call. We by and large stick to the same broad CAPEX heads.
Okay. So my last question is on the health platform. We have seen a significant improvement in terms of gross margin. And now, is that the thing which is helping? Because what we see that even competition is going to be a little aggressive. So in that scenario, do we see that health and wellness platform is going to be significantly seeing a new change in the dynamics, the way the brands are presented?
I'm not sure I fully understood the question. Could you just sort of articulate it, repeat it once so that I get it properly?
I'm saying that the competition is trying to bring down the premium of health and wellness by bringing down the prices. That's a general trend which we have observed in the Sundrop and comparable competition products.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going forward, if there is a revival in the economy, which is most unlikely going to happen, so do we have a pricing pressure to bring down the prices, or we will continue like the competition playing the play?
Okay. I understand that better. Okay. Let me answer this question and then we'll come back to the answer to your first question.
Okay.
The answer to your second question is always yes. There will always be pressure from commodity price players on branded foods. That is inescapable.
Today, the premium edible oil business, which basically composes of two brands or two players, accounts for about 8% of the market, right? The rest of it is in volume terms. The rest of it is clearly largely more commodity than branded, and that is why they are unable to command the price premiums. In consequence, therefore, there will always be pressure from commodity players who have no option but to move with the commodity market, right? Our job is to see how well we can differentiate our products, how well we can add value to our products, continually refresh them so that there is always a value proposition that is attractive to the consumers of our products. Okay. That value proposition, as I said earlier in the last call also, varies depending on price and the proposition. Both of these are relevant. Okay. So I think that's the part of the second question. In terms of the first question, I'm trying to, as I said, share data with you. Currently, the product looks like it has already demonstrated the potential, which is a lower price product. We believe a lower price product within the Sundrop portfolio has demonstrated the potential, if we do our math sums right and we get the distribution right, to have a volume which is equal to, if not greater, than the volume that is available at the top end of the price portfolio. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? So that means, let's assume that we do 100 tons of oil at the top end of the portfolio. Our calculations are that given current mix, current pricing, and distribution potential, in volume terms, it is equal to or in excess of what we do at the top end. That's not unusual, because at the end of the day, if you offer a significantly competitive price, you are bound to get a lot more consumers. Our challenge is how to make the combined volume a very profitable volume, right? So we will sell volume at the top. We will sell volume at the, not at the bottom, but bottom to mid. How do we make sure that we are able to continually grow both the combined volume and the combined profitability? Because again, we need to continue to grow gross margin. Gross margin growth is the single greatest priority for the company, albeit it will come along with net sales, but we need to keep focus on that. And that's the piece that we are still in the process of refining. Yeah. So probably after a quarter or two, we'll be able to better give you an answer on that. From a volume perspective though, did I answer your question?
Yeah. My last question is, we have just now testing the waters at 60 rupees a liter price point. What is the volume profile, if you can just indicate, and if you can give some color of competition, how we would see that Gold Light strategy is going to be successful?
I won't comment on the competitive piece, but here's what I'll tell you we've done. We have ensured that even at the lower end of the price spectrum, we sell our products on a fixed consumer price. Okay? So we are ensuring that whatever volumes we actually pick up is driven by consumer demand rather than by trade preferring to sell a product simply because you make a higher margin on it, which is often the case with commodity price players. This will ensure that the consumers that we get over the period of time are genuine consumers, and where we will also have pricing power. That's the second piece. What we have done, therefore, is at the lower end of the price spectrum, we've actually supported it with media, but most of it is regional media, right? Let's say you will not really have visibility of it in a city like Bombay, but you will in upcountry Maharashtra, right? And in a combination of, therefore, investing behind media and simultaneously offering an attractive price to the consumer, but with a differentiated product, because these are not species, this is a blended product, we should be able to, over a period of time, command pricing power such that it can once again be a contributor to gross margin growth of the company this year and next year.
Okay, very lastly, if you can just help us to understand, if I assume that 100 rupees plus is super premium, between 60 to 90 would be a mid-tier, and less than 60 is an absolute commodity play. If you can help us get the understanding how the market is, how is the contribution of super premium and mid premium and then the commodity?
Okay. The premium end of the business in the oils category basically starts off at about 85 odd rupees and goes up to about 140 rupees. Okay. In that, we compete with three products. We have Sundrop Superlight, which is a blend of soya and sunflower. We have Sundrop Superlight, which is the refined sunflower oil with the additive, both in terms of components and technology. And the Sundrop Heart, which is at a price point of 120 rupees. So this is the premium end. The mid-price, you can argue, is somewhere between 60 to 85. That will approximately be the range. And anywhere in today's market, probably 50 rupees and below, 52 rupees and below will be the economy end, which will go down to as low as about 44, 45 as well. Okay. The bulk of the market will be in the lower end, which is in the sub 60 rupees. Mid-price actually is very, very small. And in fact, Gold Light as it rises will actually be a creator of the or developer of the mid-price category.
Is it safe to assume that 50% market is at the low end or is higher than that?
No, much higher than that. As I said, premium end is about, let's say, 8 to 10% in volume. You can assume that more than 80% will be under 60 rupees. Does that sound like a fair number?
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Pardeshi. Next question is from the line of Mr. Ravi Purohit from Securities Investment Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. This question is for Mr. Hemant Kumar Rui. I think he discussed something about the CapEx plan. Can you just share the numbers?
Our CapEx, I wouldn't be able to give you a category because that will be equal to giving guidance.
Okay.
But it's broadly, it would be whatever we'll generate from the business.
Hmm.
In terms of the cash component, we'll invest behind capex plans well below under that generation.
Okay, well, you won't be able to share as to how much.
What I can do is on every quarter call I could share what we have done.
Okay.
But trying to tell you what we'll do.
Okay.
Could be giving guidance as to where we are heading.
Okay. So, how much have you done, maybe if you could share that much?
Sorry?
So far, how much have you done so far for the year? If you
I would have spent roughly up till now, in cash terms, I would have spent 2 crores.
Okay.
Approximately. And by and large, our investment, without giving numbers, if I mean just to answer your question in a little more detail, would be by and large spend behind increasing the productivity of the team.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right, Hemant. I think strategically our CapEx direction would be to invest in two areas. One is, as Hemant correctly said, is towards driving productivity enhancements. And the second would be whatever CapEx is required to drive our foods business.
Okay. When you say productivity enhancement, what exactly are we looking at?
One sec. So we're trying to see. Hold on. Bear with us for a moment. Okay. Sorry, Hemant and I were just checking on what is shareable. So we'll share with you one example of what's a good relevant piece as far as productivity is concerned, for which we've recently taken board approval.
Okay.
As most of you know, in the consumer goods business, we operate through distributors and who in turn service 100,000, 200, 500 or 1 million stores. What is critical for us to actually have a very good handle on what is happening at the front end of the selling organization, right? That enables us to determine what is the level of productivity which the salesman is achieving in store. It enables us what is the lines per bill that a retailer is actually buying. So are we optimizing the number of SKUs that we are selling into the store? It enables us to plan, are we selling the right SKU into the right store or is the wrong SKU going into the wrong store? Because then that has an impact later in terms of damages and product which becomes a part of slow-moving inventory. So one very good example of this, therefore, is the implementation of a secondary sales system, which a large number of our benchmark companies have already done, right? Which enables that actually, from a company perspective, you have a very good handle on how much, what is the actual purchases by retailers or wholesalers from your distributors. It enables you to better manage sales, better manage productivity, and also better manage something like trade claims. In the event of an automated system in this particular sphere, what happens is that you have a huge amount of manual work, which is time consuming and also often not entirely accurate. And at the same time,
you may actually have inefficiencies in payouts that you make to the trade if you believe in pay for performance. You say, I want this from you, but you have to give me this. So that's a good example where on automation and on investments in technology, we will be able to recoup and have gains in productivity in the future years once we make these investments. Okay. Does that answer your question by way of example?
Yeah. But thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Purohit. Participants who wish to ask a question at this time may press star and then one. Sir, there are no further questions from the participants at this time. Mr. Kumar, would you like to add a few closing comments?
Yeah, this is Shirish. I really appreciate Mr. Gopal and Mr. Hemant Kumar Ruiya, your presence on the call. On behalf of Anand Rathi Financial Services, I thank you all, the participants, and we will take the pride of holding this such interactions in future also. I'll now request Mr. Gopal to give us some few closing remarks. Mr. Gopal?
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Shirish and Vivek, for organizing this call from Anand Rathi. We appreciate the time and the effort that you've taken, and also for all our stakeholders who have joined in on the call. We really appreciate your time in joining us. I think I'd just like to state, and by way of closing what I said earlier, I think we continue to see a strong growth in gross margin, A&P investments, and PAT for the quarter. Most of the new initiatives are giving us very good results. So overall, we look like we're on track. Thanks very much for your support. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pardeshi. Thank you, Mr. Gopal and Mr. Ruiya.
Thank you. On
behalf of Anand Rathi Financial Services, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.